and sisters, welcome to Holden Gospel Vespers. The service was conceived after Song of Life Gospel Choir visited us from Seattle last month, and some of us were so uplifted by that event that we wish to welcome in the sound of the gospel yet again here at Holden, the sound of praise, the sound of freedom, and the sound of God's justice working in us. Please join with us to make a joyful noise, and nose. Amen. As we focus on the fight for justice in our hearts and in the world that God has created, lay your burdens down at the cross, taking heart in the death and resurrection of Jesus, that divine event which gives us the strength to follow in Jesus' way of peace, forgiveness, and healing. Please join the choir as we sing Amazing Grace, which is number 448 in your LBW.
LBW, anybody?
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Oh,
and God is good.
All the time.
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful. Well, grace, I think, has brought us all a long way. Through our own difficulties, all of us have things that we've moved through throughout life. Maybe that still weigh on us, but you know, when I'm in the grace, they are lifted off my shoulders. And I am thankful for that because I must continue forward in this present fight with that grace. So, a reading from Romans. Indeed, I consider the sufferings of the present to be nothing, nothing, compared with the glory that will be revealed to us, in us. All creation eagerly awaits the revelation of the children of God. Creation was subjected to transience and futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in the hope that creation itself would be freed from its slavery to corruption, and would come to share in the glorious freedom of the children of God, our freedom. We know that from the beginning until now, all of creation has been groaning in one great act of giving birth. And not only creation, but all of us who possess the first fruits of the Spirit, we too groan inwardly as we wait for our bodies to be set free. In hope, we were saved. But hope is not hope if its object is seen. Why does one hope for what one sees? And hoping for what we cannot see means awaiting it with patient endurance. The Spirit, too, comes to help us in our weakness, for we don't know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit expresses our plea with groanings too deep for words. Spirit, thank you for being with us in our groanings. Be with us always. Be with us as we learn in this life on the path to follow where you would lead, to engage as you would have us engage, to fight as you would have us fight, in love, in strength. This is our task. Fill us with this love. Fill us, O Spirit. Be our guide. You have taught us, and you teach us, and you will teach us and meet us along the way. Amen.
Amen.
We will now sing a song by our own. Brother Dan, how we fight.
Mother, Father, God, come by here. Your children groan for justice year after year. Find us strength to speak the truth and love, because how
we fight is the fight itself.
Jesus Christ, why do I do wrong when my heart wants to do right? You shout from the cross with your arms open wide, yeah.
How we fight is the fight itself.
Brother, sister, spirit, advocate for me. Lead me in the way of love, co-create and make me free. Free to engage the powers, to prophesy and see. Because
how we fight is the fight itself.
Thank you.
From Luke chapter 19. And all who saw what Jesus began to do, they began to grumble, and they said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." When my wife was a child at school, one day a group of school children gathered around the class scapegoat, a young girl who was, in my wife's words, developing too quickly for their age group, and she was targeted and made fun of. And one day in the schoolyard, they gathered around this sister and they began to insult her and to cry at her and yell insults at her. And my wife, as a young girl, stood by watching this happen. And something was struck inside of her, and she felt moved to move to this young girl, and she moved to her, and she stood next to her as the crowd, with their catcalls and their jeers, continued to deprecate that young girl. And my wife said to me that everything in her body was telling her something was wrong. She was shaking with fear, and yet she stood with that girl and faced that crowd. And can't you just hear the gossip that was going to come later? The gossip about Claire. How could she stand with that girl? How could she stand next to that girl?
Tell us.
But you know what the people call gossip? God calls gospel. Amen?
Amen.
We can look back on that now and say what courage that young woman showed when she went and stood with that other sister. What the people call gossip, God calls gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Look at what they said about Jesus. All the things that Jesus did, they said, he eats with tax collectors and sinners and prostitutes and has women in his ministry. Do you see what he's doing? And they called that gossip, but God calls it gospel. What did they say about early Christianity? The gossip about early Christianity was this, that it was a religion of women and slaves.
Amen.
And that was the gossip. But we know what the gospel is, don't we? And what's the worst gossip of all? The worst gossip of all is the cross. The gossip about that damnable Jew, in Luther's words. This one who was hung up on the cross as a rebel, an insurrectionist, as a hated peasant, a criminal. That was the gossip about Jesus, but God turned it into gospel. God turned it into gospel, lifted Jesus up on the cross, and paradoxically lifted us with him. The irony, the divine comedy, the divine joke that God wants us to laugh along with is that when they put him up on the cross, the Romans, that occupying power and the puppet government, little did they know that that act would lift us. In a divine irony, brothers and sisters, what the people call gossip, God calls gospel. And so I'm glad today. I feel glad to be lifted among you all with these brothers and sisters singing with you all present. I'm so glad, and I'd ask if you will all lift your voices with us as we sing an old gospel standard, "I'm so glad Jesus lifted me." Amen. Join us as we sing this song.